story of Mert and Marge. A new star is scheduled to shine on the Broadway horizon tonight, if all goes well. Vivian is definitely out of the show, and Margie goes on to do her featured solo dance in her place. Mert is as jittery about the whole thing as Margie. But along with the thrills in the theater, Mert has been strangely upset by another development. Jack Arnold told her casually that an out-of-town attorney was looking for information about a showgirl named Agnes Hallen. Mert immediately declared she had never heard of the lady, but she was definitely startled and worried when she heard the name. Perhaps we'll find out why in just a moment as we listen to today's adventures in the thrilling story of Mert and Marge. The show is on. Backstage at Hayfield's Theater, the electricians and stagehands are busy as the performance nears the closing number, the butterfly ballet in which Margie does her featured dance. Let's stand in the wings and see what's going on. The scene is a huge, beautiful garden drenched in soft light. The principals and most of the cast are on stage. This is one of Broadway's big spectacle scenes, thrilling to watch. The audience is applauding. Sonny Darnell and Dixie Lane have just finished their big love song. The Chick Chicks are once more making an entrance on their toes to form a beautiful picture for the little star butterfly. That's Margie. She brought down the house when she did her big solo dance a few minutes earlier. There she goes on her toes. The audience has taken her to their hearts as she begins the whirlwind pirouettes. And as Marge spins around the stage on her toes, we'll take you over to the second entrance off stage where we find Ray Hunt, Clarence, the stagehand, even old Pat the doorman, Vivian, the girl Margie has replaced, and Mert. Well, Mert and her excitement over Margie's great success forgot to go on for the finale. Clarence is almost in tears as he says,
"Oh, just look at her, Mr. Hunt, and that gorgeous creation I designed. Isn't she beautiful?"
"Ah, she's an angel."
"She'll be a fallen angel when you get through with her, Hunt."
"Well, Vivian, I told you not to come out here."
"I'm out here, and I'm going to stay right here. Look at her. She's scared to death."
"That slight nervousness only helps her interpretation. She's really a butterfly, a gorgeous butterfly."
"She certainly caught the audience tonight. They were almost breathless."
"Little beast.
Great heavens. Oh, Mr. Hunt."
"Oh, what's happened, Clarence?"
"Gwen Rogers tripped over her wings."
"Oh, I thought you meant Margie."
Margie. That's all I can hear. I could kill you, Ray Hunt."
"Get out of here, Vivian. And you, Miss Spear, why aren't you out there on the stage?"
"Well, I'm sorry. I missed it."
Here she comes, spinning out through this exit."
"Be careful. Watch your exit, Margie. I'll catch you."
"Oh, I'm so dizzy. Oh."
"Stand by, Margie, for the final trip." "Oh, you were wonderful, darling. They loved you, and so do I, Margie."
"Oh, Mr. don't.
That was just a kiss of congratulations."
"Oh, Myrtle, where are you?"
"Over here, dear."
"Oh, Myrtle, let's get off the stage quickly."
Margie, you can't leave the stage. You've got to line up with the other principals for curtain call."
"Oh, I can't, Myrtle. I just can't go back. I feel kind of sick."
"Oh, honey."
"Oh, come on, Myrtle, let's go down in the dressing room. I want to talk to you before the girls come off stage."
"But, Margie, you were assigned to Vivian's dressing room up here."
"Oh, no, Myrtle, come on down. I took my street clothes downstairs. I just can't go in there, Myrtle. Vivian's things are still in there. know it was a mean thing to do. Even though she looked as though she hated me, I felt so sorry for her.
Well, I missed the finale, Margie. Hunt'll probably give me the deuce.
Oh, come on, Myrtle. Let's hurry and get out of this theater, out into the air. Let's not even take our makeup off. I want to go home, Myrtle.
All right, honey. I'm hurrying. I got my dress on already.
Well, the finale must be over and the girls will be rushing downstairs. I'll be ready in a minute.
All right. Come on. We'll go up the stairs on the other side. Then we won't meet the girls.
Hey, lift that guy rope, Ed, will you? And strike the second border. Come on. Hey,
come on, Myrtle. We can cross the stage behind the backdrop.
Hey, Jim, watch out for that baby spot. I've got a move on you, will you?
There's Hunt and Vivian in the corridor.
All right, now listen, Vivian. You've got your 2 weeks salary. I want you to get your things out of that dressing room and get out of this theater. And stay out. I'll have no more backstage scenes from you.
All right. I'll stay out, Hunt. You can have your little Margie. But remember, I won't forget what you've done to me. And I'll get even with you.
Why, get out.
Oh, look, Myrtle. She's going up to her dressing room.
Hunt's gone into his office. Let's go. Fast. Let's go through this little passageway at the side of the theater to 46th Street, so we won't get in the crowd coming out of the theater, huh?
Okay. We can walk slowly now. I'm so tired, Myrtle.
Yes, baby. I know you had a tough time. But you were wonderful, honey. And when we get home, I'm going to have you take a hot bath, and then I'm going to rub your feet and back. We'll have a little lunch and just forget everything. If anyone goes looking for us tonight, they won't find us.
Myrtle, I'm afraid.
Afraid? What, dear?
I don't know what. What did Vivian mean when she said to Mr. Hunt, you can have your little Margie?
Oh, she's just jealous because you've taken her place.
Mr. Hunt kissed me when I came off the stage, Myrtle.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw him. Be a sorry day for Hunt if I catch him making a play for you, Margie. Tell me, honey, you're fine now, but why were you so upset before? You didn't even take your bow. Was the excitement of the spotlight?
Well, I guess that started it, but...
But what?
Well, when Mr. Hunt kissed me, I got terribly frightened. I was in a dream, a beautiful dream on stage. Mm-hmm. And he came along and spoiled. Oh, he was so possessive. I don't like him, Myrtle.
You got plenty of company there, honey. If all the people who disliked Ray Hunt got together, they'd have to hire Madison Square Garden to get in the same room.
Vivian certainly has it in for him.
Yeah, and so does his wife. And it seems to me I caught an undertone of trouble in the way he and Billy DeVere were acting toward each other. They've been very thick lately, but for the past couple of days, there was a definite coolness in the air whenever they met.
Well, there's something about Mr. Hunt that's... Well, unhealthy.
It's his mind, baby. But don't you worry about him. I'll take care of Mr. Hunt if he gets too smart for his own good.
Well, don't do anything rash, Myrtle.
Don't worry. I can handle him.
Oh, there's a nice little breeze.
Mm.
I'm beginning to feel better now.
Good.
What do I smell?
Peanuts, hot the roasted
peanuts.
Hot roasted peanuts. Oh, peanuts, mister, give me a 10-cent sack, please.
Yes, yes, miss, right now. Hot the roasted peanuts. Here you are, lady.
Oh, thank you.
10 cents, thank you. Hot the roasted peanuts.
Oh, Margie Miller, you kill me.
Oh, gosh, I love them. Here, have some, Myrtle.
All right. Oh, that's not funny.
You know, Myrtle... Tonight I thought of you every second I was doing Vivian's dance. What did you really think when I was out there dancing tonight? You haven't told me how you liked it.
Well, you know, Margie, I missed the finale because I was so deep in a memory that I didn't seem to be any part of the show. I remembered back when I held a tiny little baby in my arms and wished that someday she'd be a wonderful dancer, a big star. I could see my little girl's name in lights. I wish she'd be sweet and refined like you are, Margie. And I'd be proud to say to everyone, that's Marguerite, my daughter.
Been an exciting evening, and a new star has been born. Margie had a bit of sadness with her triumph, and Mert has some nostalgic memories because of Margie's success. But underneath it all, both of our heroines are deeply happy. We hope nothing happens to spoil their good fortune. But still, there are some disturbing factors. The search for the girl named Agnes Hallen, for example. And Ray Hunt's tactics bode trouble, too. We'll see what happens in the next episode of our story of Mert and Marge. Until then, this is Andre Baruch speaking.